Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Brandon Ayuk is here, the 49er. Sitting courtside, watching Curry dribble. As Looney screens, Curry doubled, finds Looney. Looney dribbles in, power move off the glass, and good.
Talk about a soft touch.
Yeah.
I'd argue that the last year of our lives, Brandon Ayuk has not had a soft touch. He has not had a soft touch. All right. You want to put this timeline together?
We can do it.
All right.
Yep.
But let me start by inviting anybody, because I think this is where we can maybe have a little fun with this. I think there's a real conversation to be had. We can also have some fun with this. Who are y'all having a hard time with right now in Bay Area sports? Who are you having a hard time with? I'm having a hard time with Brandon Ayuk. Doesn't mean I want him traded or cut, but it's odd because the year prior, and this is going to make me sound like such a dork, but that's okay. Maybe I just am. The year prior, Brandon Ayuk was a multi-tiered positive influence in my life and fandom. First of all, the Niners went to the Super Bowl, and Brandon had over 1,300 yards. He was fantastic. He was also a later-round flyer that I was able to pick up in my fantasy league that year. And so that was a ton of fun because he was tremendous. So I'm out here rooting for Brandon Ayuk in multiple platforms, okay? And then we go into last offseason. I do not put all of the blame on last year on Brandon. It's absolutely part the 49ers' fault. So I'll say that out front, but I also just, wow, did it sour me. It really soured me. And he was, I wonder if people remember this. He was the one. After signing that contract, he came to the podium and had a press conference and openly admitted, yeah, I kind of misbehaved. I really shouldn't have done this the way that I did it. I dragged it out in the end, and I'm sitting here. Then you go 6-11. You show up, you drop balls. Then you get hurt. And if you're going to say, oh, I should have done it differently, then I would hope that the next offseason, where you're still hurt, but, quote, vibes are on high, I would hope you would do it differently. But you're not. You're not. You're still on social media, and you're still being rather loud, and that's fine, unless you're directing things at the 49ers, it's up to each of you to now decide if this is directed at the 49ers.
It's breadcrumbs.
Okay.
It's breadcrumbs. You're big on breadcrumbs. And
I am.
I saw,
especially on social media.
Well, and I saw some of these reports and I saw some of these things and I was scratching my head trying to figure out exactly what was going on. And then I saw the podcast today and I tried to share my thoughts with the group and I couldn't even type it. My wife was home and she's leaving and she's like, bye. And I said, hold on. I'm trying to figure out how to explain this to my team, and I know I didn't do it right, but hopefully you're going to put it together for me so I can then comment.
Well, we'll start by playing this. This is from the Legacy Locker Room Podcast. Harry Douglas sits in the middle. On his left, Julio Jones. On his right, Roddy White. These are, especially Julio, but to a degree, Roddy as well. These are people who, at least for a small handful of years, were the top receivers in the game. These were big producers. And at times, Kyle Shanahan was the offensive coordinator for the team. Now, when Roddy White was there, he was a very young player. He saw himself as a big-time dude. Follow me here if you've ever heard this from a wide receiver before.
Right.
He saw himself as that man. But his coaching staff, maybe didn't necessarily see it the same way. So there were some heads that were butting. But they got to story time and listened to what these three gentlemen, and Roddy is the main one talking, listened to what they said about their experience with Kyle Shanahan.
Like, what led to your departure, though?
What do I think?
Like, in Atlanta.
When we first sat down with Kyle Shanahan, right, it was like, he was like, all right, this is how I envision the offense, blah, blah, blah. We would literally go through practice scripts, and I would get the ball at practice, right? And then when we go in the games, like, he would sub me out. Like, he would be in the headphones.
You can hear Matt. We've seen right now. We can hear him.
Yeah, we can hear him.
Oh, sweet. Doing it on purpose.
Yeah, so I can hear him say, get Roddy out. I was like, you got to be real with me, man, because I'm about to lose my shit. He was like, I just don't see you as, like, the top four options on the team.
Oh, Lord.
I said, what? He was like, if the game was on the line, I would throw the ball to who? I would throw the ball to Jacob Tammy. I would throw the ball to Leonard Hankinson.
He ain't say that to your face.
This is what he told me. And then he said, and then I'll run a play for free to throw the ball to free. And then you.
He told you that?
He told me that.
Okay.
He told you that? He told you that.
Oh, he didn't say that to your face. This is what he told me. So I want to throw out, because there were some nicknames in there. So yeah. I want to translate for everybody what he's talking about.
Okay.
When he says, Kyle Shanahan, this is Roddy White talking. He says, Kyle, what is going on? Why are you subbing me out of the game? Kyle, who's known for being direct with players behind the scenes, says, I don't see you as a top four option. We can stop there for a second and say, you know what? Kyle was wrong because Roddy White was a really good player.
In this year, this was Roddy White's last year in pro football.
Exactly. And what Kyle said to him when he went through, I don't see you as a top four option, what Roddy says is, Kyle goes, the first thing I would do is throw it to who?
Yeah.
That's Julio Jones.
136 catches on the year, okay. 1,871 yards. The best receiver in football.
And his quarterback won MVP largely.
This was the year before that, okay, but was the year they went 8-8.
Built off of that connection between Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. Then he says Jacob Tammy. That was their tight end, who at the time was a very good tight end in the NFL.
Yep.
Then he says Leonard Hankerson.
Mm.
That one's kind of funny, but here's the connection there. That is currently the 49ers wide receivers coach.
Oh, you don't say.
Leonard Hankerson.
Same one.
Who today was quoted at Niners camp of saying, Brandon Ayuk's being great. He's coming into the wide receiver room and acting like a coach, even though he's hurt and he can't play. All right. And then the last one he says is, I draw up a play for free.
Mm-hmm.
That's the running back.
Yep.
That's Devontae Freeman, who at the time was a big-time running back in the league.
Okay? He had 14 total touchdowns, which I believe led football that year.
Okay. But one of the people who's over there, each time Roddy says a sentence, and they're like, what? He didn't do that? What are you talking about? No way, man. One of those people is who? It's Julio Jones. So as soon as this podcast drop it like it hot, Brandon posts a picture of Julio Jones. Okay?
Yep.
Then one of the top comments on there and I'll paraphrase, one of the top commenters on the podcast was like, you got to be kidding me. There's no way. I'm dying right now. There's no way Kyle did you like that. That came from none other than Terrell Owens. And as soon as the Julio Jones post disappeared from the IG story, because those go away. How long is that? Was it 24 hours?
Yep.
24 hours, those go away. Soon as the Julio Jones picture goes away, there's a picture of Terrell Owens. And it's a picture of T.O. doing the exercises on his driveway with his agent Drew Rosenhaus.
Iconic.
Which is still one of the most defiant moments in the history of sports. Okay? So that all gets posted by Brandon Ayuk, alongside a couple things that are still on there now, which is him getting mad at fans for basically criticizing him on social media. Now, I think it's easy for some fans to listen to what we just said and go, "Ah, that's a nothing burger."
Yeah, we're doing too much.
But I think equally you could look at that and be like, "Oh, Brandon Ayuk is jumping in line with a long line of historical diva receivers who, in this case, have issue with Kyle Shanahan." And I think we've learned the lesson as a society when we blow off what we see on social media that we're often wrong. We are very often wrong. If you've got athletes in their 20s and they're saying something on social media, they're saying something. It's not random. It's not just happenstance. They are sending messages. So Brandon, for whatever reason, in the midst of this injury and no games, is clearly frustrated. He's expressing anger at fans. He's expressing things right now on social media. All right, so what's your take?
My take is that Brandon sees this, and the podcast, I haven't heard the whole thing. It's almost impossible to find for whatever reason. There's an app you have to download, and I don't have an Apple device, so I can't do it. But all the clips I heard, you've got Hugh Douglas, Roddy White, and Julio Jones, and a lot of it is a three-way rat-a-tat-tat of Kyle Shanahan. And I do know one of the clips is Julio Jones talking about four catches in the Super Bowl. Because Julio Jones, as I mentioned, the previous year, 2015, he led the league in everything. He had 117 yards receiving per game. He was amazing that year. The next year, he's still very good. They go to the Super Bowl. They lead 28-3. They lose, and he had four targets and four catches for 87 yards. And I know that that's referenced in the pod, and I'm thinking about Brandon Ayuk in the Super Bowl that they lost to Kansas City, and he had three catches.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
49 and no touchdown. And so the way I look at it, breadcrumbs, and I'm connecting the dots, I see Brandon Ayuk looking at this podcast, and Julio's talking about Kyle Shanahan. And so Ayuk is like, yeah, picture of Julio, basically saying, I feel you. I'm living the life that you lived, and I'm doing it now. And T.O. has his comment like, you got to be kidding me. And Brandon Ayuk then posts a picture of T.O. in the driveway saying, yeah, I basically am liking your comment without actually liking your comment. Because if B.A. goes out and likes the comment, well, that's now a tangible like. But if you do something like this passive-aggressively, then it's up to people to connect the dots. And like you said, an IG story lasts for 24 hours. So what I see is a frustrated Brandon Ayuk hearing these podcast comments and thinking, yeah, guys, and I'm living it now. And yeah, T.O., what you said is true as well. I'm here and I'm frustrated. So that's the way I took all of this.
Okay. First off, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Now, I had said a couple minutes ago, I'm having a hard time with Brandon Ayuk. Look, nobody gives a rip. I understand that. This is not, right? Like radio hosts and fans and whatnot, they got a hard time with Brandon Ayuk. Whatever. I'm not rooting against him. I don't want him out of town. I want what has happened over the last year to start dissipating, and this isn't helping. That's my read. This is not, oh, no, we've got a huge problem, or, oh, players aren't allowed to criticize Kyle. You can. Sure. I bet in football, like, I don't know this, but I would imagine that kind of business is probably, you know, like, I can only liken it to, you and I have talked about this before, because when I was younger, I used to work in restaurants. I've waited tables a lot of years. Certain industries allow...
Thank you.
...for working at a restaurant. Anyway, it's a minimum wage job. Anyway, certain industries allow for a lot more heat and emotion. Now, if we finish this segment, and Matt Nahagian, who is standing over our shoulder right now as we speak...
I'm taking a look.
But if he ran in here after the segment and he started screaming at us, because he does not like the direction of the show and he doesn't like what blah, 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 screaming, and then, okay, commercial's over, back to work. Like, he wouldn't do that. That's not the form that most people, it happens, but it's not the form that most people use in our industry. In the restaurant industry, oh, yes, it is. People will scream at you because it's urgency,
yeah,
speed.
Pro sports, same thing, right?
People are waiting. Let's go. Same thing in pro sports. So I bet these dudes, it's kind of like the sideline arguments. They happen, right? Debo shoves a long snapper. Like, stuff happens. So Brandon's allowed to do that too. But Brandon, if I could have 4 minutes as your agent, put the phone down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With regard to the Niners. You can do phone for anything else, but put the phone down with regard to the San Francisco 49ers. My man, you got paid. You won. You got your deal. And you are now unable currently to fulfill it. And that's a thing. So the organization may have some feelings about that, for sure. I get that you don't like what's being said to you on social media, but the team has successfully executed a very positive offseason. No drama, no contracts. Let your teammates and your team have that. Let them soak in the positivity. They were 6-11, and they need that. They do not need you liking and sending out pictures of people because they're criticizing your coach, who you also think is holding you down. This is an absolutely terrible, terrible way to move forward after you've got your contract. So even if, by the way, even if we're wrong, let's say it had nothing to do with that. It's actually, in my opinion, his responsibility to make sure that it doesn't look like that. Put the phone down about your team.
Well, I personally would not know about this podcast. And you said it was like the locker room.
It's called
the
Legacy Locker Room Podcast.
I believe you. I would not know that the three gentlemen had a podcast if it weren't for the Brandon Ayuk participation in the comments of the podcast. There's so many podcasts out there right now. The market is oversaturated. It's an oversaturation sensation is what it is with podcasts. And
hit him.
It's hard to find all the content you want to find. And you know what? Listening to a few clips of that podcast, I actually might want to listen to it because...
Yeah, it was fun.
Very fun. And the three of them have a great rapport. And put aside the strays that Kyle Shanahan caught. They weren't even strays, actually. They were direct shots at him. But if that was... Let's just use this as an example. Let's just say that three Philadelphia sports talk hosts had a podcast. Okay. And the subject of it was our boss, Matt Nahegian, and how he mismanaged their careers while he was with them at WIP. Then if I saw that, I would not then retweet that. Right. And be like, ah, look at my, you know, or like put a smiley face, or, you know, or like give Mike Missinelli a like or whoever the hosts would be. That is not something that I think would be in my best interest if our boss got rat-a-tat-tatted by three former hosts. So that's basically what this is.
That's the other. Yeah, that's the other thing. I like the way you just put that, which is like, hold on a second, because I think the first mindset for most of us is, dude, this is not helpful for the team. But you're right. This is not helpful for Brandon. They're not helpful for Brandon. Brandon, you're the number one receiver on this team, but you're hurt right now. And I don't know if you noticed, but in the meantime, they went out and drafted another wide receiver in the first round also. And he is at least expected to be healthy to start the year. And there's a lot of buzz about him. And I think he's going to get a massive opportunity this year, especially with Brandon missing. We think, at least. I don't want to act like we know exactly what he's going to miss, but it sounds like it's trending toward him missing at least the first month of the season. How does this help Brandon? And I guess what the biggest thing is for me is that it seems that Brandon Ayuk, I'm not saying he owes anyone an apology.
No.
But it seems that he doesn't realize that there is some smoothing over to do with the fan base. And instead of doing anything to attempt to do that, instead, he sits here silently while injured and gets all of the DMs and all the stupid things that the world says on social media, and he lets it get to him. And now he starts lashing out at that group. And I'm just here to tell you, like, dude, there's no win there. Brandon, you're the celebrity. There's no win. That is an unending supply of negativity if you want it. And you can yell at it all you want, and it will only get louder. So he doesn't need to go on an apology tour. This will only get better if it's just kind of like, dude, do your thing, stay quiet, and at some point catch balls for the Niners again.
Football.
And this will go away. But as long as you want to keep poking the bear, poke the fans, poke Kyle Shanahan, whatever you want to do, this is going to stay alive. And I don't know if he could hear what I heard in the game against the Jets last year. Opening night, he dropped the ball. Dude, you got booed. You got booed.
Not by everyone, but there were boos.
Yes.
They were not Ayuk.
No, they were not. No. And this is coming off a year where you went 1,300-plus.
Right.
Do you know how hard it is to get booed coming off of that in a Super Bowl appearance?
In the home opener, exactly. It's coming incredible. Off a Super Bowl.
In a game that they won by double digits.
This activity is... It's legal, it's allowable, and there's nothing that he did that is quote-unquote wrong, but as a fan, when you look at it, it only is going to ratchet up your expectation for this player, and it's going to make it so that he becomes even more front and center where, okay, you are, you know, with Julio, who only had four catches in the Super Bowl, and you got three in your Super Bowl, and you want more, okay, go out there and do it. And that's where last year became so frustrating where... Yeah, you got the ball. You finally got healthy. Your lockout was over. You started to play, and there were a lot of drops from Ayuk, and then he got hurt. So, you know, if I was in his shoes after what happened last year and last offseason, you wouldn't hear from me. You wouldn't see me.
Oh, hell
no. You wouldn't
no.
hear from me until I was ready to play football, and then we'd be, you know, going back to doing what we do.
And if he wants to, by the way, I
he
don't like...
He can do whatever he
right,
wants.
I don't like the controlling thing. I hope is that's not what it sounds like. If
no.
he wants to post pictures of his vacation, dude, rock out with your brock out. That's fine. That's fine. I don't think it makes any sense to point anything on social media at the fans or at the team, period. Period. There's no win there. And what is, unfortunately, what it's going to feel like to people, whether he means this or not, it's going to feel so entitled and expected. Like, I know that you think, Brandon, you earned that contract. But once a contract gets paid, what really triggers fans is if then you're like, I earned that deal, and now I can stop earning it. No. No. It's kind of why Nick Bosa's got a lot of negativity right now. Because he earned the deal, and then so far, it doesn't feel to a lot of people like he's played up to the deal. You've got to go play up to that now for people to feel good about it. And they don't. They flat out don't. In fact, Tim Kawakami, and this is from the TK show, exactly 2 months ago, listen to this comment.
I think if you bring up Brandon Ayuk to the 49ers now, their automatic thought is we paid him too much. I just think it's just in their heads that's been, whether John Lynch believes that or has been told that, and more likely he has been told that, I think it's just in their heads. Like, this was a contract that, you know, we put too much money up for him, and they're going to have to do some adjustments. Not necessarily, you can't do, they already paid him the money. And if they traded him, the acceleration on that thing was like $50 million or something, Barros, right? It's some crazy number that they would have to pay as a dead cap hit, and wouldn't be paying it. They're paying him the money already, but it'd be a dead cap hit that I just don't think they can do. Plus, you don't have the player. But I just think I have heard so much about Ayuk and Debo, and a little bit of Bosa, and I just think it's, you go 6-11. I think ownership and other executives there, I'll just say Parag Marate certainly is the salary cap negotiator, financial guy, are displeased with those numbers that have been paid out.
Okay.
Buyer's remorse. No doubt. Like when I bought that Volkswagen Jetta back in about 2004, paid too much for it, and it immediately started to break.
I told you, I got that Volvo, and the check engine light came on the way home.
Dude, don't get me started on Volvos.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so I think we would love to hear from you on this. 888-957-9570. Brandon Ayuk's use of social media to express frustration this offseason, how does that land with you 49er fans? I'll answer for me, not well. Not well. I am having a hard time with Brandon Ayuk, and I want to root for everybody who wears these uniforms. That's the way I like to do it. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll take your phone calls right now on this very thing on Willard and Dibbs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.